Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a future Jungle Ableton Live 12DJ intro formula for heavyweight sub impact, and we're keeping it beginner-friendly, but still proper club-ready. The big idea here is simple. Build tension first, then let the sub land with real authority. In drum and bass, especially future jungle and darker rollers, the drop only feels massive if you give it space. So instead of stacking everything from the start, we're going to use atmosphere, a little break texture, a riser, and then a clean pre-drop dip before the sub hits. Set your project tempo somewhere around 172 to 174 BPM. If you want it slightly heavier and more rolling, 170 BPM works too. Then create a few tracks so everything stays organized. You want an atmosphere track, a breaks track, a riser track, a sub impact track, and optionally an FX or a noise track. If you have a reference track, keep that on its own too. Good organization makes automation and arrangement way easier, especially when you're learning. Now let's start with the opening atmosphere. This first section should feel deep, dark, and a little mysterious, not busy. You can use Waveedable, simpler, or a sampled pad or texture. A soft pad, vinyl noise, rain texture, or dark ambience all work well. If you use Waveedable, choose something based on a sine or triangle shape. Add a little unison if needed, and keep it warm rather than bright. On that atmosphere track, add EQ 8 first. High pass it around 120 to 180 HC so it doesn't fight the low end later. If the sound feels muddy, cut a bit around 250 to 500 HC. Then add reverb with a medium or large size, a decay around 3 to 6 seconds, and a dry slash wet somewhere around 15 to 30%. After that, use auto filter and start with a low pass shape so you can automate the cutoff later. Finish with utility if you want the sound a little wider, but don't let anything below the bass region become stereo. Place this atmosphere in the first 4 to 8 bars. Keep it subtle. This is not the main event yet. This is the setup. Next, add some break texture. Future Jungle needs that nod to the breakbeat roots, even if the intro is minimal. Load a classic style break or chop drum loop into simpler or onto an audio track. If needed, warp it in beats mode. Keep the volume lower so it feels like texture, not the full drum part. And if the low end gets messy, high pass it around 150 to 250 HC. For the break chain, try drum bus first. Keep drive low to moderate, and keep boom almost off for the intro. Then use EQ 8 to clean out more low end if needed. Add a little saturator with soft clip on, but just a touch. Then use auto filter and slowly open the cutoff over the intro. The goal is for the break to feel like a ghost of the groove, something that hints at the rhythm without fully revealing it. Now we move into the riser, which is where the tension really starts climbing. You can make a noise riser using operator with white noise, or use a noise sample in simpler. Put auto filter on it and start with the cutoff low, then gradually open it. You can use either low pass or band pass movement depending on the character you want. Add a little saturator to bring out some intensity, then reverb, so the rise grows bigger as it goes, and echo if you want extra motion. Just keep the feedback controlled so it doesn't clutter the low end. Automate the riser over 4 to 8 bars. Slowly raise the filter cutoff, increase the reverb wet amount a little, and let the volume rise naturally. If it's tonal rather than noise-based, you can also automate pitch upward. A nice move is to start on a low note like F or G and slowly push it up. That gives you a darker, more menacing rise instead of a shiny festival-style sweep. If you want extra pressure at the end, add a tiny pitch bend right before the drop. That little detail can make the whole thing feel like it's about to snap. Now for the most important part, the sub impact. This is where the intro earns its weight. Use operator on a MIDI track and start with oscillator as a pure sine wave. Keep it clean. You do not want extra harmonics inside the sub itself at this stage. Use a fast attack, and then choose whether you want a short decay for a more punchy hit, or a longer sustain if you want the note to ring out a bit more. Good root notes for dark DN, B or F, F sharp, G, or A. These usually sit nicely for heavyweight sub without becoming too boomy. On the sub track, add EQ 8 first to keep it focused and remove any unwanted mids. Then add saturator with soft clip on and just a tiny amount of drive so the sub translates on smaller speakers. Add utility and keep the bass mono. That part is very important. A wide sub can sound weak and facey. If needed, add a very gentle glue compressor, but don't squash it. If you want the sub to feel more percussive and hit harder, shorten the amp envelope a bit. A slightly shorter decay can give you more punch. If the note is too long, the whole thing can turn muddy and lose impact. The main idea is to keep the sub clean, centered, and confidently timed to the grid. Now let's make the drop feel heavier by removing sound before the hit. This is one of the simplest and most effective tricks in the whole lesson. At the end of the riser, pull the energy away for half a bar or a full bar. Remove the kick and bass. Let just a reverse wash, a tail, or a tiny FX hit remain. Then bring in the sub impact. That moment of silence resets the ear, and when the sub lands, it feels much bigger. You can support that pre-drop dip with a reverse crash, a short delay throw, a vinyl stop or tape stop style effect, or a filtered noise burst. Reverb can help make a reverse style tail, echo can give you one last throw, and auto filter can choke the atmosphere right before the impact. If you want a little stutter into the drop, beat repeat can work too, but use it sparingly. We're building tension, not clutter. Let's talk arrangement now, because this is where the DJ-friendly part really comes together. A good intro should be mixable. That means it needs clear timing and enough space for beat matching. A solid structure could look like this. Bars 1 to 4. Just an atmosphere and a light break texture with some filter movement. Bars 5 to 8. The riser comes in and the break starts moving a little more. Bars 9 to 12. The riser gets stronger. You can add a few FX hits and maybe a very quiet hint of sub. Bars 13 to 16. You hit that brief dropout. Then the full sub impact lands and the main groove begins. Keep the first section simple. Don't bring in full kick and sub too early. The more disciplined you are here, the bigger the drop will feel. That's really the secret. The intro is not about showing everything. It's about setting up the listener so the impact feels earned. A few beginner coaching points can make a huge difference. First, monitor at a moderate volume. If the sub only feels huge when you crank the speakers, the balance may not be right. Second, check the intro in mono. Future Jungle and DNB systems will expose phase issues fast. And if the low end disappears in mono, reduce stereo width on anything below the bass range. Third, think in layers of motion, not just layers of sounds. One static pad plus one moving filter can do more than five busy sounds fighting each other. Also, leave headroom for the drop. If your intro already peaks too hard, the main section won't feel as dramatic. If you want to go a step further, try a fake drop. Build the riser like normal, cut everything for a very brief moment, then bring in a tiny drum fill or effect hit before the real sub impact lands. That little trick keeps the listener guessing. You can also try a double riser shape, where one riser is wide and atmospheric and a second riser is shorter, sharper, and more focused. Another nice variation is a half-time intro feel, where the movement is a bit more spacious and the drop feels even larger when the full pace returns. Or try a quiet sub-tease, where you hint at the rhythm with a low blip or offbeat pulse before the main bass lands. A couple more sound design ideas can help too. If the sub is hard to hear on smaller speakers, duplicate it and build a very quiet upper harmonics layer. High pass it aggressively, distort it lightly, and keep it low in the mix. Its only job is to help the bass translate. For the riser, add subtle motion with auto pan, very small amounts of frequency shifter or filtered echo feedback. And if the opening feels too clean, a touch of saturator, redux, or overdrive on the atmosphere can help it feel darker and more modern. Just keep the dirt tasteful. Here's a simple practice exercise. Set the tempo to 174 BPM. Make just three tracks, atmosphere, riser, and sub impact. Load a pad or noise texture into the atmosphere track, then automate auto filter so it opens slowly. Create a riser with operator using noise or a simple tonal drone. Add a half bar silence before the sub lands. Then program a single F or G sub note in operator, add saturator and utility, and listen back. Ask yourself, is the riser too loud? Is the sub impact clear? And does the intro feel mixable? If you want a challenge, make the same intro in F minor, G minor, and a minor, and compare which one feels darkest and which one punches the hardest. That kind of comparison teaches your ear fast. So to recap, a strong Future Jungle DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 is built from space, tension, and a disciplined sub impact. Start with a simple atmospheric bed. Add a filtered break texture for that jungle identity. Build a riser with automation. Keep the sub mono and clean. Use a dropout before the impact. And let the arrangement do the heavy lifting. If you get the contrast right, the sub will feel massive without needing extreme volume. That's the heavyweight intro trick. Tight, dark, mixable, and ready to slam.